I'm WUWM's Susan Bentz. Wisconsin, along with each United State, took a giant step in the presidential election process Monday. The state's electors were among those nationwide casting ballots for President-elect Joe Biden. Wisconsin's 10 electors, one for each of the 8 House and 2 U.S. Senate districts, convened or rather scattered throughout Governor Tony Evers' office, distanced and masked. Evers was ceremoniously voted in to chair the proceedings.
Governor Tony Evers will now serve as chairperson of the Electoral College, and Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes will serve as secretary. Governor Evers, the floor is yours.
The room fell to a hush as electors pulled out pens and opened packets. After what was only 10 minutes, but seemed longer, Evers read the results.
It is my distinct honor to announce that Wisconsin casts its 10 electoral votes for President of the United States of America to Joseph R. Biden, Jr., and for Vice President of the United States of America, 10 electoral votes also for Kamala D. Harris. We made it.
Electors then signed a series of certificates, some bound for Congress, to verify the results. Elector Kyree Pennybaker of Heartland says he almost lost track of the number.
So I want to say I signed like 25 times or something like that, give or take.
An hour after the vote, Pennybaker sat in his car, still processing something few people experience.
Someone asked me, was being an elector a dream come true? I'm like, I don't know who dreams of being an elector, right? I didn't grow up saying I want to be an elector when I get to be an adult. That never happened. But once that process starts, though, it takes on a very special kind of meaning. And it is more impactful. Like, I think I see the world differently now than when I walked in this building a few hours ago.
This is Pennybaker's second stint as elector.
I was an elector in 16 as well for Hillary, but did not obviously get a chance to cast that vote.
This October, Pennybaker was tapped again by the state Democratic chair.
Said that I have been nominated to be an elector to represent Wisconsin's 5th Congressional District.
The 10 electors were briefed and rebriefed in preparation of Monday's proceedings. They would be completing 2 separate ballots, one for president, the other for vice president. Pennybaker, who is Black, admits to a wave of unanticipated emotion when opening his packet and seeing Kamala Harris's name. He says his 2 young daughters sprang to mind.
And I'm just staring at it, and just I had that pure raw emotion of wanting to celebrate a person of color in such a powerful position, and thinking again what it meant for my 2 daughters and other girls of color.
Pennybaker spontaneously drew a heart on the ballot.
Then I thought, okay, well, I don't know how they're going to count these and if there are some regulations into how you fill in that square.
So he quickly X'd that square. Pennybaker says he remains awestruck.
I'm never going to forget that moment when I saw Kamala Harris's name on that ballot. It was just like, I lack the words to describe how awesome that feels.
Prior to the electors' vote, the state Supreme Court rejected President Donald Trump's lawsuit challenging the outcome of the election. It was the latest ruling not to go in Trump's favor. But state Republicans refused to give up the fight. GOP electors met Monday to cast ballots for Trump. State Republican Party Chairman Andrew Hitt says the move preserved the GOP's, quote, role in the electoral process, with a final outcome still pending in the court. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.